It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being an anti-hero in the canyon of heroes. You can join our chat room, Denpin. Go to davincomedy.com, click live broadcast. Also, you can watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page. I am your host, Davin Roseblood. I am joined by Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be running along here very soon. Very soon. What?
That's just a light jog.
Well, Joe's in his building. He just, you know, he's got to he's got to get his good winter cap for his skull.
Yes.
You know, he's got to come up with some fakakta name for a screen name for Zoom. I mean, these things take time. You know, so.
he's got to put on all his styling gel.
No. Well, because of the hat, he doesn't even have to polish his head.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
it hasn't looked quite as gleamy.
Well, because he wears a winter cap, because he likes to keep the heat at 65. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
On the show, the Republicans remove Ilhan Omar from her committee assignments. I almost made this an outstanding display of spite, but I thought it could color the conversation too much. So I just said, okay, we'll just talk about this. Because there's definitely some very spitey things here. Some very spitey things.
Oh, I think so.
But I did not. School of Fools, a Connecticut school system, removes Jewish holidays from the school calendar. Or does it? Nazi news, and should Nazi collaborators be removed from New York City's Canyon of Heroes? So that was a little eye-opening. I'm very interested to hear Joe's take on this, because we've been well versed over Joe's take on statues and the learning Joe feels can be done from these statues of people that our history does not reflect kindly on. So I'm interested to hear Joe's take on that. We'll see where Joe stands on.
It would be interesting.
Well, fortunately, we don't have to wait long. Squaw is removed from names of places in the United States. Apparently, squaw is a racist term. I did not know that. We will discuss that. And a grown man wants you to remove his diaper. He wants you to come over and remove his diaper. That's the story we didn't get to last week. And scamming scammers and Mary wanted fake Davin to remove his brain last time in hopes of removing his money. Fake Davin was a little too smart for his own good.
So. Yes. He figured it out.
Yes. Many things to get to. You know, what? Go on.
I was just going to say, what is it with my camera? I always thought when I bought this laptop that the camera was sufficient, but I just look like a big fuzz. Not that I want HD exactly, because I know what's going on here, and I'd like to protect the public as much as possible. However, I just look grainy every week.
And
I was just like, and now I see this stream of light.
Well, unfortunately, you have a laptop that's immovable. Because what I would tell you to do is take your laptop to a place that maybe has more high speed bandwidth and see if it still looks that way. Because it could.
No, my laptop is movable. It's just that I don't want what happened to the last one to happen to this one.
Well, it might be your bandwidth, so maybe you want to go someplace and test it out, because that could be it, or it could be your camera. But the lag makes me think that there's a bandwidth issue.
Yeah, that's possibly. This internet is not great.
Who do you have? Optimum?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I have. But we got that sweet, sweet gig until October, as it turns out.
Oh, really? Yes. And then what happens?
Then I guess we have a decision to make. But
then what?
I guess we have a decision to make on what we're
doing. Yeah, yeah.
We got that promotional thing, which was supposed to run out, but they gave it to us until October, maybe because our internet was such shite for so long. I don't know.
Oh, my God. What an issue. Yeah.
So.
Anyway, so I'm grainy, but what were you going to say?
Let's start with something upbeat. Well, no, we won't start with that. Start with this other thing. So, being the olds that we are, we did not have phones in school. Towards the tail end, I had a pager in school, but nobody was really getting distracted by a pager unless, you know, somebody typed boobs, and you could look at that, you know, sent you a text with boobs.
Wait, what? What? I didn't hear you. You said boobs.
Exactly. You know, 800085 or 5, you know, one of those, like a calculator. There wasn't much fun to be had with them. But kids, apparently, the kids were not supposed to have their phones in class, in my daughter's class, which I support. I don't see a reason why they should have it in class. But apparently the teachers were letting it slide. Why were they letting it slide? I asked, like, why would they let this slide? Well, some kids like to listen to music when they're done with tests or this, that. I'm like, what? Read a book. Do homework. Put your head down. You know, I wasn't like after I got done with an algebra test, I took out my Walkman and got my rat out of the cellar cassette, you know, ready to go. I sat there. That's what I did. I sat there. There was quiet time. And really what these kids need is quiet time, because things are way more fast-paced and coming at you than they ever were for us. And we had it way more fast-paced than what was coming out the generation before us. So,
oh yeah,
quiet time is wholeheartedly necessary. But apparently these teachers were letting it slide. They were letting it slide. But then some kids started recording their teachers, unbeknownst to the teachers, and making memes out of them and GIFs.
TikToks,
like superimposing other people's faces on it and everything. So you were aware of this trend?
Yeah, I knew that.
How did you know that?
Because I look at, you know, I am a consumer of the YouTubes, and sometimes, and on social media, sometimes TikToks or stories about TikTok sneak on there. And so, you know, I was aware that, you know, kids were doing things like that in the classroom. I thought, why do these kids have their cell phones in class? I can understand if there's a situation where there's like a family emergency situation going on, and the parents are like, look, you have to keep your phone on you because I might have to call you and pull you out of school for thus and such.
You know, but hold on, let me stop you there. Before cell phones, there were school emergencies. Our parents could reach us if we had to get pulled out of school. And then I want to take a quick tangent on, remind me about emergencies, because this is something, this might actually be a you stink I might have. But we'll get back to that. We'll finish this. We'll get back to think about outdated emergency BS stuff. Yeah, I mean, all right, fine. But they certainly don't need their internet on from their phone, because they all have Apple, they all have Chromebooks, not Apple. They all have Chromebooks that the school provides them, and their laptops. I mean, now the kids put their phones in a sleeve when they get in, so they can't have. I can. This must be very difficult. I would imagine it would be difficult for me at this point.
You mean to put your phone away where you couldn't see it?
Yes.
I need. I am not allowed to use my phone at my work. It's a no cell phone policy. So, you know, I have to get anything that I have to get done, or anybody I have to talk to or text or whatever, I have to get it done on my lunch hour. So, you know, that for food, but then if I have to call somebody, I have to try to time it so that they're going to call me back within that hour, because if they're going to call me back after lunch, well, now I'm on the no-listen time again. And the only thing that's changed is that there's I've been given another responsibility to be in charge of the credit card. And I had no idea how often people in our building use the business credit card. But I have to have this little app on my phone because I have to report every time it's used. I need a picture of the receipt, and I need a description of what it was. And this is going on all day long. So I'm allowed to keep my phone on the desk, and I'm one of the privileged few that has the password for the good Wi-Fi, because I was using my data, and I'm like, fuck that. I need to be able to get onto the, a better internet connection, to be able to get on the phone.
Wait.
You're making me use my phone for work.
You still pay for data?
No, I don't pay for data, but I'm like, I don't want to use my data for them.
But you don't
I just
pay for data, so it doesn't matter. You have unlimited data.
It doesn't matter. I just wanted to be able to just connect to the internet.
Yeah, but at the same time, you have to have that application as taking up memory on your phone.
Yeah, it is. And that's inconvenient, but now I'm allowed to have my phone on my desk. So if it bings and somebody's just texting me a message, I could look at it and go, oh, okay, I know that, and not fit it all into 1 hour. But now I have to control myself. I have to control myself and not keep looking at it, because it's there now.
Yeah, I need it there. I need it there all the time.
Yeah, well, you have a different kind of business.
I just need it there all the time. I can't miss a thing.
You have FOMO.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second, too. FOMO. Not my FOMO. My daughter's FOMO. But, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm
probably... Oh, my God. Look at who's joining the club.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know. It's
Big Bubba Jones.
No, I can read it. I can read it, but okay. It's probably some fecocta superhero that he made up when he was 15 years old, like most of his shit. He peaked at 15. when he was throwing fireworks and during rock concerts is when he peaked. That's when he wrote all of his good skits and apparently came up with all his big names for Zoom. Who knew that all that writing would pay off for Zoom names? And here we are. And his hat's particularly puffy tonight. this is a hat. Usually the hat is on firm. This hat, I'm afraid, if there's a stiff breeze, it'll blow off his head.
No, this is not merely a hat. This is a toque.
No, toques are tighter, and he's not Canadian.
No, toques have a little bit of airspace in the top.
That's a lot of airspace. You know what that is? That's venting in case he gets upset. He knows there's some topics that might upset him, so he's prepared the venting. That's a smart move right there. He doesn't want to have a blowout.
Can you hear me?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. I love you. No, it's my hat from the band Ghost, which I wear proudly.
Okay. Oddly, it's weird. It's the band Ghost, but I can still see it. Okay. All right. Now, emergencies. You brought up emergency. I am so fucking sick of them doing the cable companies doing the test of the National Broadcast Emergency System. Stop it. We had 9/11 and nobody tuned in for boop. No, because we have news, we have phones, we have radios. Nobody's tuning in. We need the boop. There might be an emergency. We need that long, annoying noise that does nothing. Stop it. It's antiquated and it's just annoying. I'm watching Archie's Place. It's 5:10 in the morning. There's no need for the boop on some fecocta cable network that nobody can find anyway. Stop it.
Yeah, I know. And that's when they play. Hey, Bonnie Hefner there. That's a good part. I was waiting for this part.
It is so stupid, so dated. And like I said, we've had national emergencies. In this area, we've had Hurricane Sandy. The whole country had 9/11. This past week, we had the balloon of terror. There have been national emergencies. And nobody said, you know what would really calm us down? You know where we need to get our information from? Boop! This has been a test of the emergency broadcast system. It fails. It tells me nothing. It's not like a talking head pops up and tells, you know, right now I'm going to read you some bullshit. But next time, if it's for reals, I'm going to give you information in case you don't know where to get the news because you've been living under a rock for the past 20 years.
Well, even when it is an emergency, it's useless as shit. About 2 years ago, the thing goes off and says there's a tornado warning. So immediately I go to News 12, and they got the thumb on the pulse talking about a fucking baby camel at the petting zoo. And it's like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You know, it's like, it's useless. It's useless.
No, but we get on our phones. We get the weather alerts. We get the amber alerts. We get all of the alerts. Nobody's... And when they do 5 a.m., but, or maybe it's just when I tune it on. I don't know. Maybe that's when it just seems like. And they say it's once a month, but I feel like it's more than once a month.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard that.
Yes, that's it.
This has been a test. So the emergency broadcasting system blew me off of the couch because I had fallen asleep.
Shit out of you! You don't know what's going on for 10 seconds. You know. And I like when they go, if this was an actual emergency, I would have been roasted to a crisp 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, right. wait, you hear? Don't go anywhere. I want to see how the ends. We fucking know how it ends. You know, and really, we had a national emergency. There was a balloon over the country. Where was that national emergency broadcast system? I needed to tune in to find out what was going to happen with this fakakta balloon.
And if you're the pilot that's got to shoot that thing down, you're not playing Danger Zone. There is no, you can't play, you're playing Baby Shark. There it is. We're gaining on it. Of course we're gaining on it. It's only doing 2 miles an hour.
Don't you think we should have just sent like a bigger hot air balloon and just had somebody go, like blow it? Just or maybe get like a little pin and go boop. Whatever.
So the older listeners, you know what they should have had on the emergency broadcast system? It is balloon.
it's like there's another balloon next to it. What does it say? What does it say? It says happy birthday.
You know, I'm gonna date myself. Back in the day, when I was like in the second grade or so in elementary school, there would be a day when we would all get an a helium-filled balloon, and we would fill out an index card with our little name on it, and we would release it into the world to see where the balloon got. Now, admittedly, in elementary school, I was not an avid news watcher, but I don't remember them breaking in with, there's a balloon over Rhode Island, what will we do? It was just a fucking balloon.
And meanwhile, the FBI comes to your house.
We saw you release the balloon. Are you spying on Rhode Island? They got me. Damn it. I knew I shouldn't have given my return address with the index card.
I thought the world ended at Bergen County, officer. I didn't know.
From what I understand, the world is flat. So I just thought the balloon would fall off the world. Yeah. And everybody's like getting all worked up about it's such an indictment of this country that the balloon is a political hot potato. Like we have to pick our sides on how to handle the fucking balloon. They handled the fucking balloon. First it was over Canada. Canada looked up and goes, oh, a balloon, eh? And they let the fucking balloon go. And then it came to the United States.
Yeah, but who the hell knows what the Chinese are up to?
I'm sure they're not up to any good. But you know what, Joe? We're going to find out because they're getting all everything that was in the balloon. I bet it was just a bunch of fortunes. I bet that's what it was. Like a big old fortune cookie.
Yeah, that's what it was. We were talking about this at work, and one of my coworkers said that from the perspective, you couldn't tell, but this thing was actually enormous. It was like 15 football fields, he said. It was gigantic.
All right. Okay.
Well, I mean, but this was an issue because people kept talking about, why don't they shoot it down? It's like, well, if it's over land, that's going to plummet into somebody's house.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Kill the whole neighborhood.
Like, it's weird. Like, the writers, he should shoot it down immediately. Yeah, and then it falls on people, and then you have a problem. And Joe Biden's getting out there like he's fucking Top Gun with his aviators. As soon as they told me, I told the Pentagon to shoot it down as soon as possible. Fucking relax. It's a balloon.
Yeah, but hell, it's a balloon from China that's in our sovereign territory. They could have shot it down over Montana. A wall should fall on something. You know what it could fall on? Nothing.
Hold on. A couple things. First of all, let me stop you right there. Go to the dollar store. The dollar store is filled with balloons made from China. Okay? We seem to be okay with it. As a matter of fact,
it's full of spy material.
How do you know? Well, what they said was, they said, but remember, there was a 7-mile radius after they popped the balloon of shit that fell. And they said there were places where it could have fallen on people. Okay, so it went over to the ocean. How do they know it's going to go over the ocean? Because it's a balloon, and that's how the wind fucking blows, stupid.
After it went through the whole country, and it could have gotten surveillance on the whole damn place.
Yeah, you know what? There's not that much going on. What are they going to do, sneak up on Marjorie Taylor Greene and all her big doings? Please.
There's enough going
on. Joe, let me tell you something, and I'm not the first to say this. Many have said it. China knows what we're doing. Just go on your phone and fucking look at TikTok. Trust me, China knows China won't even let their kids on TikTok. They have, like,
whether
limits.
Whether they know what's going on or not, you've got a balloon flying over our territory. You don't wait till it goes over the whole damn place.
Well, the Pentagon told them. I mean, the Pentagon said we shouldn't shoot it down now. Wait till it gets off. That's what how many years do we say, well, you got to listen to what the generals say. Do what the generals say. Well, this is what the generals said. Don't take it up with Biden. Take it up with Milley and all the other generals. This is what they said. Okay.
Well, Biden's the commander in chief, and I should have said, I don't give a damn. I want the damn thing shot down now.
And if he kills one person, it's not fucking worth it.
What if you shoot it down in the middle of nowhere? It's not going to hurt anybody.
Well, according to them, they felt it could. There was like 3 school bus loads, which is a ridiculous way of measuring things. But there was there was like 3 school bus loads of material in this thing, and it fell. And the fall zone was like 7 miles. So and they said there was people underneath it. I know it's fucking Montana, and we like to goof it's Montana, but there's still people that live there. And God forbid it's
your mother. You do? You go on TV and go, ooh, get in the house. There's gonna be a Chinese balloon falling.
Yeah, but the shit that falls.
Get in the house.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the shit that falls through could go through the roof. Listen, I think they handled it fine. I don't think it's a political thing.
It was another abomination.
Another abomination.
Yeah.
Why the balloon's dead? Next time you see a balloon will be Thanksgiving. The Macy's Day Parade, you'll see fucking Bullwinkle. Maybe we should shoot him down too. I don't have a problem with that. Shoot him and Spider-Man down.
Let me tell you something. Those damn balloons are more dangerous than the one that was in the sky.
Exactly.
There wasn't a fucking big lamppost he ran into and tried to kill some lady.
You don't know what that balloon was thinking. That balloon had murder in its heart.
Believe me, when Thanksgiving rolls around, it's going to be a foot race watching everybody Photoshop that fucking balloon into the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's why I'm doing it now. That's why I'm doing it now. I'm going to post the first Thanksgiving Day meme. I'm doing it right now.
Yes. Beat out all the other comers.
Nobody's even going to remember this fucking balloon. It's such a non-story.
Well, you know what? I'm very upset that the Jews did not use their space lasers to shoot it down.
Well, everybody knows the Jews are Chinese. That's why they like the food so much. It's well known. It's such a fucking non-story. Apparently, they flew 3 of these things over during Trump's administration. Apparently, they do this shit. And you know what? So do we. We do it to them, too. We just fly it higher, and we don't fly balloons. We're spying on them, too. This is what it is, kids. I mean, it's nothing new. I mean, they have spies here. We have spies there. This is big boy and girl shit. You know, it's like, oh, I can't believe this happened. Shit's been happening for years. Russia likes to hang out right off the coast, you know, right in international waters. During Trump, Russia couldn't buzz our aircraft enough. This is what they do. It's what we do, too. We do shit to anger them also. Trust me. Go to Iran. They don't like us cruising around with our Navy up and down the Straits of Hormuz, but I think it's Hormuz. The Straits of something. But we're there pissing them off. This is what countries do. Countries are like fucking...
They do it right on the outskirts. It's not something that comes right through the country.
Well, what do you want me to tell you? I mean, maybe it can't...
Not something that's fixed. Did you see that? Of course I saw that. Things going 3 miles an hour. Everybody sees it.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I didn't care. But then again, when there's a comet that comes every 50,000 years, I don't go outside and look at that at 3 a.m. also. So
I couldn't see it.
You saw the balloon?
Light pollution.
You saw the balloon?
No, I didn't see either.
The balloon went over Myrtle Beach. And you know what? Honestly, the club I played in Myrtle Beach is no more. Okay, blow it up over Myrtle Beach. Maybe it'll fucking find Joe's man purse while we're there trying to do fucking recon.
We already found it.
Yes. I bet that was made in China too. Yeah.
The man purse, yeah.
that's a good quality Samsonite bag. I've had that for, Jesus Christ, probably about 15 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's a good quality bag. Too bad you can't fucking keep it attached to yourself, stupid.
Oh, my God. My old roommate used to lose her purse all over the place. Drove me insane. We'd go out shopping together, and all of a sudden, I'm like, where is it? And she'd have left it someplace in the store we were in, like, just leaving her purse around. I was like, oh, my God. I have to go racing around like a lunatic trying to find it for her because she'd be like apoplectic that she'd lost it. And it's like, why am I racing around like a loon looking for it? Why can't you keep this attached to your hand?
Because it's weird, because it has half her fucking rent money in it. That's why.
Now, where would you wind up finding the purse?
It would be like on a shelf next to a rack of clothes or, you know, like on the floor next to something that she tried on, you know. Where that was hanging, weirdest places.
You ever in the house and like I'll come out of my bedroom and I'll have my glasses on one of my bureaus, mm-hmm. and I walk past it and I go, thank God I saw this, because if I had to look for this, it would be it not even would come into my mind that it could possibly be in this one spot. You know, I'd be looking for days.
I know. Well, I keep my glasses when I sleep on the windowsill at the top of the bed. And there's been more than once where somehow I knocked it off and it fell under the bed. And trying to find the glasses when I'm blind and I'm crawling around in this dark space, not fun.
You lose your phone all the time, though.
Yeah, I do. I put it down in weird places and I'm like, where the hell is it?
Yeah, and then it runs out of, like, battery life, and, you know, people text you and you don't hear it. You're a mess.
Yeah. Are you new?
Yes, I am new. So, I don't know if you guys knew about this. I don't know if it's a state law or a local municipal law, but in New Jersey, committing suicide is a crime. It is a crime. So much so that if you commit suicide, if you call 911 and say, listen, I feel like I might do something to harm myself, and the police show up, you will get charged with a crime. Now, they will take you to where, you know, a facility, and if you stay in the facility, there's a chance charges will be dropped. But if you want the charges dropped, you probably have to get a lawyer. The charges are going to cost you money. It's probably a fine or something. And the reason a lot of people are suicidal is for two big reasons is fucking they have no money and they have nobody else to – they're lonely and they have nobody else to take them to a facility. So what do? With the poor and the lonely, we charge them with a crime when they're at their lowest. And if you call a suicide hotline, all they can do – is try to talk you off the ledge. They can't send somebody to your house so you don't hurt yourself. What are we fucking doing? What is wrong with us?
We don't really value mental health. We don't. We don't take care of people. There's no money that's set aside for people to go to a facility for help. Or, you know, or we criminalize it. Oh, that's really helpful. That's great. And do you know what mental health facilities are like? Even if you were at your worst, you don't want to get locked in one of them. They're terrible places.
See, you know,
understaffed.
You know, when you're, it makes no sense, because when you're in that situation, you're not, you're not thinking rationally, and you're another person. You know, mm-hmm. with that in mind, to do that. You know, because my mom did a whole bunch of research after my dad committed suicide. You know, and she, you know, and I go, I can't believe he would do something like, because he wasn't in his right mind. He wasn't thinking. He wasn't there. You know, and it was something that was premeditated. You know, I mean, my mom told me one time that she thought that he might have done it in the basement one night, you know, and like during a week before he killed himself, you know. And my mom told him, I want the gun put away. I don't want you to have that. You know, my mom even said, she goes, you know, we're lucky to be alive, too. You know, I mean, he's
yeah.
his phone. And I'm like,
yep.
well, thanks, Ma. Thanks for the, you know, the life of the party. But that's just the stupid law. Maybe it's on the premise that, you know, if you think you might break the law and live, you won't do it, or you'll make the law, which is, I mean, I'm just drawing a straw. I think it's totally ludicrous. But, yeah, it's a shame they're thinking that way.
I mean, but it's just like you're going to penalize people. You're penalizing people for reaching out when they're at their lowest. It's so fucking stupid. It makes no sense. It's just one more. I mean, I know I was on that rant last week or 2 weeks ago about shit that's wrong with this country. Put that in there, too. I had no idea that this was even a thing. I just learned about it because somebody.
The thing about it is when you're in that mode. You're going to worry about a fine. You don't know the damage you're doing. Because when you commit suicide, you're gone. You don't realize the damage that you cause to people. I mean, when my father committed suicide, he did it outside the Elwood Diner. There were people that saw it. I always think about that, how it affected them. You know, obviously it affected my mom. I didn't think it affected me that much until I was 50. Because Joanne used to always tell me, you know, your father's suicide had a big effect on you. I get it did not. Yes, it did. I go, it did not. And that's got to the point, like when I look back why we didn't have kids and why we didn't, you know, it did have a major effect. For the simple reason of my father's suicide note, he wrote to my mom, I let you and Joseph down. And I, you know, apologize for that. And reading that, I never wanted to be a father because I didn't want to let anybody down. I didn't know if I could handle it, you know. I would be letting somebody down. The other point is, Joanne couldn't even keep flowers alive. I'm going to worry about my kid. But, you know, if that would have been a stronger mother. I felt more that would have been more than a stronger mother presence. And would have been, because I didn't think Joanne would be able to have a kid. She couldn't handle much, you know. But it also was, everything was going to fall back on me. Playing a band, do stand-up, do this. No way. I would have been probably working about two, maybe three jobs with no free time with Joanne just sitting there. And I'd be working myself to the bone because I didn't want to let my kids down. And I wanted to sidestep that. And, I think that, you know, the reason that I was very hesitant of having kids. And it goes back to my, you know, my father committing suicide. Also, that there was no family. If I grew up in a family, my father was there, my mom was there, didn't have to go to work. I had brothers and sisters. Family would have meant a lot to me, where it would be my time to go and have a family. And I would want to have what I had when I was a kid. What I had when I was a kid is just me and my mom. My mom would go to work all day. She'd come home. I'm alone, you know, in the house all the time. And my mom would come home. My marriage, you know, Joanne, it was just her and I. You know, it's the same thing. And, you know, now I look at it right now. I'm alone. Yeah, I'm not complaining. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm looking for sympathy. But it's just, it's a little fun. I'm alone. I'm by myself. Just the way I was when I was a latchkey kid at 12 years old.
Yeah, but you could change your current situation, but you picked your specific dating situation probably so you could just be consistently alone.
I'm not going to say bullshit to that. You know, mm-hmm. There's a certain defense mechanism, a wall that you put up, where this has been my comfort zone, even though, you know, it's not a great zone to be in. You're alone. But I'm used to being alone. I'm a loner. And as somebody that was married for 19 years and in the total relationship for about 23, to leave one day and then just be alone, and it doesn't even bother me in the least, you know, I think back on that. It was just my upbringing, where if I was married and had a family and, you know, kids, you know, and I would be going nuts. But this is another day at the fucking life for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it all rolls back on, you know, that fateful day. That's where the starting point is, I believe.
Sure, absolutely. That, I mean, whether you realized it or not, that trauma has probably informed a lot of your life choices. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what happens with people, is that whatever they go through, if they go through something that's traumatizing, I mean, you know, all kidding aside, my growing up period, you know, the things that we dealt with in the house, that has really informed a lot of my choices and how I live and the things that you do to cope and protect yourself, I mean, they're not always the greatest things, but you learn coping mechanisms when you're young, when you're dealing with something harsh, and sometimes it's all you know, and you just can't break out of it, even when you're adult, and you can see, hey, this isn't the healthiest thing I could be doing, but it's hard to make those changes.
Yeah, and also when I was a kid, every Wednesday, I would meet with their, I guess their social worker, Mrs. Wells, very nice lady, but I would be excused from class, and I would sit and just talk with Mrs. Wells, you know, and I didn't realize it was sort of a therapy or whatever, but, you know, I just felt it was 30 minutes out of class, and it didn't occur to me later. And then there was also the trauma of my mother trying to handle this, and the trauma of me being the last person, one of the last people to see my father alive. And my mom would grill me, and I'm getting grilled by a legal secretary, and I'm getting grilled, and I'm like, how much more do you want out of me? This is what I saw, this is what, and I could understand where she came from. You know, she wanted to get as much information as she could. I don't think she realized that you're grilling a 7-year-old, 6-year-old child like I'm on the witness stand. You know, she wasn't rude or mean about it, but she was just pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. You know, and I'm like, I don't know what more to tell you. And she wanted
to make
you
feel. Sorry, did it make you feel in any way responsible?
No, not then, but there was one time that my mom was telling me that my dad was offering me lollipops, and I didn't want them, and he goes, you know, that really hurt your father that night, and that might be one of the ways he killed himself.
So
my
own
mother told me that.
Oh, you know? Christ.
And you would, and if you went back, to, and they didn't know, they didn't, I'm not going to sit there and go, you know, Stuart, no. She didn't know. If I went back to her and said that, I know, no, I never would have done it meant that way.
Hold on. I missed something. I'm sorry. What did she say to you?
Oh, when I told her, there was one day, and I was a kid, my mom goes, well, you're that way about everything. There was something. And she goes, you know, one time your father offered you lollipops and you didn't want them. And she goes, you hurt your father very much that night. That might be one of the reasons he killed himself. And I'm like, right, exactly. So, like I said, it's something. I mean, it's nothing to jump up on the fucking bell tower with a high powered rifle with. But
well,
you know,
hold on. Lesser people would.
Yeah.
But I just looked at it that she was, you know, it deeply upset her, and she was. But I still, you know, and there was another time with her.
Dude, that's abuse. I mean, listen, she's your mom, and I know you're not going to say anything bad about her, and she's your mom, and I'm not going to say anything bad about her, but dude, that's abuse. That is straight out terrible, man. That's a horrible thing to say to anybody, let alone a small child.
But they didn't know. There was one time, and I wasn't a kid. I was in my 20s, and I told her, I go, you know, you never really had confidence in me. I go, everything I try, oh, that's going to not work. But, and I go, you never had confidence in me. I think and I was told, that's horseshit, that I never did that. And she did, but she didn't really, you know, instead of going, oh my God, it's the way parents were when we were kids. They were, you know, they grew up in the Depression, they didn't give a shit. And, you know, she thought, I never heard of such horseshit. That's not true. You know, instead of going, well, if I did, I'm sorry. No, you're not going to get that. You know?
Well, Joe, dare I say, today's parents are more, quote unquote, woke. Thank God. I mean that's woke in the good way. Aware,
yeah.
Trying not to do harm. That woke in the good way. Because, geez, that is, I'm sorry you had to deal with it. That is traumatizing. Now,
well,
listen.
You see, when our parents were, you know, when our parents grew up, there was no time for bullshit because their parents, our grandparents, grew up during the Depression. There was nothing. There was
I can't know. I think there's plenty. Yes, things were different, but I think plenty of parents would not have done that. I think plenty of parents would not have laid that on their child's feet.
But just with that, but a lot of the compassion that you were expecting. He really didn't want to hear it because he really didn't have any.
I don't know, man. I mean, we hear all these stories. I mean, these are successful people, but like all these stories about how their mom or their dad was so compassionate and backed them. I don't think you can. I think you're excusing bad behavior, and I understand why you're doing it, and I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire for it. But I don't think it's necessarily a generational thing. That's just, you know.
But like I said, it was that kind of thinking. What she said was wrong, but it's that kind of thinking. Like I said, she never really instilled confidence in me, you know. And there was the one day where I, you know, I confronted it, you know, and, you know, I was told, you know, and I never heard of such horseshit before. That's not true, blah, blah, blah. So, he didn't realize that they didn't. And, you know, my mom had a time. I mean, she worked her fingers to the bone. She commuted. She got left at 6:30 in the morning. She got home at 7:30 at night. You know, she was taught, you know, I mean, I was at the nut doctor.
No, hold on. There was a lot of, I don't want to do a whole fucking analysis of you on this show, but there was a lot of trauma. Your mother was traumatized, and she traumatized you. There was a lot of I mean if that happened today, a healthy relationship, they would have sought outside help to work through these things. But it was a different time, you know, mental.
It was a different time, which goes back to the whole thing. When you commit suicide, you know, you affect a lot of people. It was that one thing when I was at the lowest point in my life, and I wrote that blog, should I kill myself and mow the lawn? I sat
there
because my marriage was done. I was miserable. I'm sitting in my garage. There was no way out of this. There was no fucking way out of this. And I stopped. I was smoked at the time. I had a cigarette, and I thought about everybody it would affect, you know. And, you know, I'm like, all right, I gotta mellow out. When there was a whole thing, the two times that my brother tried to kill himself after the passing of my sister-in-law, and then when there was a big family fight a couple of Christmases ago, you know, in the back of my mind, we go up to the farm, we find him almost frozen to death by the pond, we have to get him to the hospital, go, and it was the farthest thing from his mind, and I'm in, like, you know, emergency mode, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, do you not realize that I was the last one to see our father alive, and it was not? And you're gonna have give me round two of this shit.
Yeah.
And when I had to go up to Cooperstown to visit him, because, you know, the day that he put him, you know, up in the hospital, the psychiatric hospital, he wanted me to go up there and talk to him. I go, absolutely, I'll do it. But I really had it. We talked about it. I, you know, asked him how our father's death affected him, and blah blah blah. But I never said it, and I couldn't really say because I'm trying to help him. That you don't realize what you're doing to me? That I have to fucking go through this again? You know, you don't realize how it affects people. And in that instance, my brother would never hurt me. He always looks over me. But in that instance, you're not thinking. You're not there, and you're making decisions that are just ridiculous. You know, so for this whole thing where they're going to find you, a find in that period, in that moment in time, is the farthest thing from your mind.
Well, it's also a criminal charge, not just a fine. It's a criminal.
It's a criminal charge. It's the farthest thing from your mind.
It's just so stupid. It's so stupid. The fact that people wrote this shit up and thought it was a good idea. Ugh.
It's so beyond.
Well, you know, it's adjacent to, not the same thing. But when people are homeless and they're sleeping on a bench or they're sleeping in their car, and you start fucking finding them. Listen, motherfucker, if they had money, they wouldn't be sleeping in their car or on a bench. Not everything has to do with money. Sometimes you just go, hey, let's rectify this situation. Let's not make it, because all you're doing is making it worse. That's like, hey, I got a scratch. Okay, here, let me punch your arm so you forget about the scratch. You're not helping. That is not...
yeah.
But really? We are cruel society. Like I said last time, we have fantastic people who do fantastic things, but there's also a cruelty to the way our society is set up. And this is just another, where it's codified. It's just another example of it. Sad. All right.
Absolutely is. I mean, the fact that you're not allowed to give people on long voting lines.
That's a new one. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I was going to vote for the donkey, but then they gave me some Aquafina, which isn't my favorite water, but I was really parched. And because of that, I'm going to vote for the elephant. That's what we're doing now. That's where we are. A bottle of water is going to be the fucking... You know what? Hold on. If a bottle of water is going to change your vote, then the candidates suck anyway.
If you walk off that line, if they're in a proper distance, and that's what they were, if you walk off that line, you could certainly grab a bottle of water. It's not like the March the Baton.
No, but these lines are like 4 or 5 hours long in a lot of these places. It's not where we live, where you walk in, you walk out, you get frustrated if it's 45 minutes. No, these are like 4 or 5, 6, 7, 8 hours.
You're a certain distance away, and I mean distance like about maybe a couple of yards or whatever at the safe polling distance, and somebody has one, you could walk, or somebody will hold your place online, and you can go grab the water.
Like they have on the side of, you know, marathons. You know, but it's so ridiculous that, you know, first of all, you made it so that the lines are so long by making it, like, as impossible as possible to vote. And then when people are standing there and they need one of life's most basic necessities, air and water, you need water, and somebody's trying to provide it, and they go, oh, no, we'll throw you in jail if you do that.
Yeah, I mean,
but if you walk up to
this
them,
is sick.
Water, but you could certainly walk the 10 or 15, whatever, and grab the bottle of water.
You know what? We're talking about some piggly wiggly purified water. We're not talking about giving these people a fucking Tesla. I mean, it's a bottle of water, but it just shows how cruel we are. The excuses Joe is making for the cruelty. A bottle of water is not changing any votes. You know what?
It's a voting line. It's not the March the Baton.
You, for some people, first of all, you have very elderly people out there. You have sick people. Sometimes it's hot. They're out there for hours. Who the fuck cares? Give them a bottle of water. You used to be, and in most states you can give them a bottle of water. It's not a federal law. It's a state law. It's just more cruelty. So when somebody dies of heat stroke, then we'll be happy. It's just fucking stupid. Again, it's like...
Let me ask you a question. Oh, man, I'm thirsty. I could like a bottle of water. All right, let me walk over and grab it from those people over there. Problem solved.
But they're not allowed to be within, like, 200 yards of the voting area.
Yes.
All right, you have somebody go get you the water.
A lot of these people are going alone, and they can't walk. You have all these excuses. Well, the answer is, we always gave them water. Water never changed the goddamn vote.
It's not this big of a deal.
It's not. Give them some fucking water. It's never been a big deal. It's water. It's not a goddamn blowjob. If you tell me somebody's online offering blowjobs if you change your vote, you know what? That might work. I might change my vote for a quality blowjob. I'm not changing my vote for a bottle of water. But, you know, it's fucking stupid. Well, I used to talk about it all the time when I think you still can in New York. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. You know what one of the highlights was? They had donuts when you went in to vote. They had a cup of coffee. And yeah, it just makes the experience a little nicer. But no, we can't have anything nice like suicide and voting. We can't have anything fucking nice.
You know, they used to have them in schools, and they were allowed to have bake sales. Now they're not allowed to do that. It's like, well, what, you know, I'm buying a brownie, and that's not going to make me change my vote one way or the other. Like, the fact that there are brownies for sale here that go to the school, why is this such a problem?
Like I said, if they think votes can be changed over a bottle of waters, then we have some really fucking shitty candidates. I mean, you know, I gotta tell you, it was touch and go between Hillary and Trump, but one of them offered me a bottle of water, and that changed everything on how I thought the country should be run for the 4 years. Thank you, Aquafina. I mean, it's the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
but listen.
Worried about people handing somebody some water and overstepping their bounds by trying to push a candidate.
Well, hold on, but that's different. That's different. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying you should have.
But that's probably what they're worried about.
No, they're not worried about that. They can make that. There are those laws.
How do you know that?
Because there are those laws in place.
You're not allowed to campaign within a certain amount of distance from the polling booth. Those laws are in place all over the place. They just made these new water fucking things. So you already have the soliciting and the campaigning. They're just like, let's make it a little more fucking cruel because we're stupid.
Think about why you're there with water. Do you think you're actually there out of the goodness of your heart?
Yes.
Some people are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'll give you an example. You have do-gooders like my wife who fucking every week drive senior citizens to places to go shopping, to go to doctors, to go to pharmacies with her own gas. You know, even when gas is $4 or $5 a gallon, she's still driving people around. Yes, Joe, there are people that are much better than us in this world doing nice things. Fortunately, I live with one.
What your wife is doing is admirable, and she's helping people, but it's not a voting line, and she's not giving a political thing where they feel that maybe on a political line with water, you're there for a bigger agenda than just giving out water.
But do you really think that because somebody is giving them a basic life necessity, they're going to change their vote?
Because
well, then you think people,
and you mentioned, you know, maybe you want, you know. You know, kind of. Oh, thank you for the warning. You know, you might want to consider so and so.
No, but there are laws against that. There are laws against that. You can't do that. You are not allowed to do that. You may want to.
But if you're allowed to bring them water, you have the end.
Joe, the same people that are keeping track of the water monitors are the same people looking at people talking to people online.
You know what? How this water thing would make a difference to me if one particular party was lobbying so hard to make giving somebody something so simple as water illegal, that would change my vote.
Well, you want to know something? They're probably worried because all the Democrats do is pull bullshit and shenanigans. Not the Republicans do too, but worried about somebody handing out water. You could simply walk on the line for a second and grab the water.
Where is this water that you're talking about grabbing? Where is this magical fountain of water?
And where is this water you're talking about them bringing?
I just said people are bringing it. I said people are bringing
water.
But they're not even allowed to be within 200 yards.
If you're that kind and they bring this water, you can walk and get the water. If you're unable to walk and get the water, somebody online would be kind enough to go get you the water. They're worried about people trying to influence people going around that law because they can get in there.
You know, they should fucking, they should influence, we'd be worried about not being fucking corrupt. They should be worried about their fucking oath to the Constitution. They should be influenced about not, they should be concerned about not being fucking beholden to all these lobbyists. That's what they should be fucking, don't worry about the water. I'll fucking come there and I'll turn on the hose. I'll fucking hose everybody. That's what, open up your mouths. It's like we were playing tag in August at my house. I'll open up the water. Oh, arrest me. I was giving everybody free lukewarm water out of the fucking hose. So
as
stupid.
As long as you keep your distance required, you can shoot as many gallons as you want.
What?
You can shoot as many gallons as you want.
Well, of course he says that. It's shooting. He's all for that. He's all. You can shoot anything you fucking want. You just can't give people water.
He meant shooting water.
That's how it starts. First you're shooting water. Next thing you're shooting a semi-automatic. That's how it fucking starts. It starts with the water pistol. You have the little dollar store weirdo pistol. Then you get the super soaker. And now you're shooting semi-automatic rifles. That's how it starts.
Distance, you can get water. They're not saying no water at all. They'll have the water available. But due to voting laws, this is where you have to get the water.
No, they don't have the water available. That is the voting laws. Nobody can give you water. That's the fucking law. There's no water fairies. That's the fucking law.
He was saying that if you have, you can have the water and you can go get the water there. They just have to stay at a certain distance.
Yeah, 200 yards away.
They don't want you going in within that distance to give the water.
Do you know what 200 yards is? 200 yards is two fucking football fields. A lot of people can't. Have you seen us? We can't even get up a curb. You think your average American citizen can walk 200 yards? Please. Only if you fucking put little Twinkies along the way to lead us to the fucking water and then drag us on a red wagon back. Men, maybe. Stop it. You have to be aware of who we are. We are fat, slow, and stupid. That's who we are. Sorry, I'm one of them, but I know what I am. I am what I am.
The people who are going to be most upset, most affected by standing out in long lines in the heat are older people.
Yep.
And
yep.
So because they're the way they are, they're not going to be the ones that are going to be able to traipse all that distance over and get it. And people maybe aren't going to show up if they have to stay that far away. So there is nothing to comfort
them. Hey, Pip. Remember when our co-host was wanted less fucking regulations, wanted less laws and less fakakta interference from government? When the hell did I become the conservative on this show? But that's really what it is now. I'm the fucking conservative because I know what conservative values are. I want less of this fucking government shit. I want them out of my fucking life as much as possible. I want them making sure my water's clean, but I don't need them telling me who can give it to me.
How many yards did you say that is?
In some places, it's 200 yards.
200 yards. 200 yards, let's see, 200 times 3, that is 600 feet. The law is 25 feet.
And where?
In Georgia, 25 feet.
All right, 25 feet. It's still, all right, it's not 200 yards, But there are places where you can't campaign. How close is it where you can campaign? Because that's what they're calling this. They're calling this campaigning, which it's not.
Campaigning with fluids.
That's what I do.
That's the most persuasive.
And most, if you don't vote the way I want, I'll piss on you. It's very persuasive.
Campaigning.
So fucking stupid. This country is so...
I mean, granted, Montana's was said within 100 feet.
All right. That's pretty far. 100 feet's pretty far.
It's not that far.
If you're... Dude, my mom can't fucking walk anymore. It's fucking far. It's not far for me.
But I'm sure the person that's next to her, a couple of people, would be able to go get her the water.
Maybe not, man. I don't know. You know, not everybody's a fucking do-gooder. Not everybody wants to ask somebody. A lot of people are embarrassed to ask for help. I mean, it's just so fucking stupid. And again, because they have to find out reasons why they lose elections. Because you don't have good ideas. Whatever the side is, why did you lose? Gerrymandering, yes. That's always there, and you don't have good ideas. Those are the reasons you lose. Right, left, or middle. That's why you fucking lost.
And so many of them, like you said, are in the pockets of corporations and lobbyists. And so we're not getting their true ideas or true good thought put into action.
They don't have, most of them don't have good ideas. You got,
who gave me the most money?
You got Marjorie Taylor Greene fucking whining that being a congresswoman is fucking hard. And she has to spend time in Washington. And she doesn't have as much time for her family. You signed up for the job, you stupid twat. This is the fucking job you wanted. Nobody, we could have had some other asshole in there. But you wanted this job twice. I can't with these people. They're fucking stupid. I mean, this is a race to the bottom, and it starts with the top. It really is. And I don't understand how I became the conservative on this show when I want the fucking states and the federal government to have less cockamamie laws. Do I want them to protect us? Absolutely. I think that's one of their responsibilities. Would I like them to do more for taking care of the citizenry? Yes, that's the socialism in me. I most certainly would do it because I look at other fucking countries and they don't have to get divorced because one of them's dying. Yeah, I want that shit. But I don't need them in my bedroom. I don't need them regulating glasses of water on a fakakta lawn. You put out the... I hope the Republicans come out there with bottles of water. God bless you. God bless you, Republicans. If people are sweating online and you're giving people water and sandwiches and cookies, I will applaud you because I think it's a nice thing to do. Not because I care how it votes, because I think it's decency. I think if you see people waiting online for 1, 2, 3, 8,
10, 12 hours. A little decency and compassion's nice. Order them some fucking pizzas. I don't got a problem with it. God knows we spend enough money on campaign fucking stickers. Get some campaign pepperoni pizzas. If somebody's going to change their vote over a Domino's pepperoni pizza, well, then the other candidates sucked balls. What do you want me to tell you?
The average is very state for state on if you're campaigning. Alabama's 30 feet of the door, 75 feet in Arizona, 100 feet. So the average probably is working out to be about 100 feet.
Yeah, that's pretty far for a lot of people. It's not far for us. Well, it's not far for me. I can't speak for you guys. I mean, Pip's got a bad back. I mean,
yeah,
so.
Don't speak for me.
Yeah, no.
On a bad back day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's far.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. So, I mean, yes, I'm perfectly healthy. I would do it. I'd probably come with my own water. But that's not everybody. I know everybody doesn't think like that. It's just about being fucking nice to each other. It really is. And we're
impossible of that. So.
But no, but we could be. If I can be fucking nicer and I'm a creep, if I can be nicer, why can't other people? It's not that fucking, you know what? You don't even have to be nice. You just have to not be a dick. See, that's what it is. I'm not really nice. I'm just not really a dick. Just don't be a dick. Do the fucking bare minimum. Do the bare minimum and don't make people's lives harder. Don't fine them for wanting to commit suicide. Don't make a parched person waiting online to do their duty as a citizen fucking penalized because a Republican or a Democrat wants to give them a cock to bottled water. It's stupid.
Well, I think, like I said, they're following along the election laws of protest, and they're probably worried about people getting in and campaigning. If you want a bottle of water, get it.
Like I said, if you're fucking, if you're showing up on election day and you're being swayed by a cookie or a bottle of water, then the other candidate sucked anyway. Because really,
have you seen the last election? How people don't realize they're paying more for gas, more for groceries, more for, and they got swayed because they thought the big orange man was going to come. You know.
Well, no.
I just want to know what kind of cookie.
Yeah, well, whatever type you like, dear. Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scout cookies could change votes. All right. So you know what? Not a Girl Scout cookie. A Hydrox. The poor man's Oreo. A Hydrox is not changing any fucking votes.
No.
You want to know something? I was watching about that. Half the Hydrox's problem is that they named it fucking gave it a stupid. It sounds like something you put on a cut. And when I had that. And when the Fisco came out with the Oreo, because Hydrox was selling, you know, it was making a killing on selling these things, and then they were deciding what to Nabisco, and it's like, why don't we call it the Oreo? And because it had a friendlier name, it was immediately number one cookie. Because Hydrox, I mean, it's the worst name ever given to a cookie.
Well, that's the
worst beginning letter and end letter ever.
How does Hydrox sound appetizing to you?
No, yeah, forget about it. You know what? If the Hydrox tasted fucking better, I don't care if they named it dog shit. If it tastes better, I'm going to the better tasting cookie. Again, I know I'm more elevated than most people.
The Oreo. I mean, just a more unappealing.
The Oreo is a superior cookie taste-wise.
Thank you.
That's what I'm...
Why? Why?
I don't know. Maybe they use better bullshit ingredients. I don't know. Maybe they
put whatever they make it out of is better.
Yeah, but they got the right blend of chemicals that'll kill me. What do you want me to tell you? It's a better tasting cookie. It is. I wish it wasn't. The Oreo is more expensive. I would love to eat the scrunchy ShopRite cookie. But once you have an Oreo, you can't have a scrunchy cookie. Before Oreos were kosher, I had scrunchy cookies because the ShopRite scrunchy cookie was kosher. And then Oreos were kosher. You know what's not in the house anymore? ShopRite scrunchy cookies.
Not for nothing. I'm just curious to see your thoughts on that. Now, let me tell you something. If we're going down the cookie aisle and I see you throw Hydrox in a basket, what the hell is this? The Hydrox, give me an Oreo in there. So, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm just curious on your thoughts.
Listen.
So, no, I want an Oreo in the basket. As well.
Hydrox have a purpose. Therefore, when you can't afford Oreos, I get that. And there's a cookie for everybody. But all things being equal, if I get a choice between a scrunchie, an Oreo, a Hydrox, an Aldi's, I'm going Oreo every time.
No, no, slow down here. There's terms I don't understand. What the high? We got the high roll. What's the scrunchie?
ShopRite, which was their ShopRite, which is a supermarket chain, used to have a bear as their mascot called Scrunchie, and which I have a scrunchie stuffed animal, by the way, somewhere. And of course,
why would you get that?
I don't know. It wasn't like I was 18 and it was my dream gift. I was a little boy, stupid.
I'm scared. There's monsters. Let me get a scrunchie doll.
No, it was a cute. You know what?
She was adorable.
It was a cute.
She was adorable.
It was a cute little teddy bear. You monster.
Nice.
So, scrunchie. I mean, the ShopRite cookies were fine. These are all. There's no bad cookie. Let me start by. There's no bad cookie, but the Oreo is a superior cookie. It is.
Yes.
And I'll tell you another thing, and then I want to change the subject, and then take a break after I change. Girl Scout cookies these days. Little fucking overrated. That little of the prices are going up. The containers are getting smaller, and there's enough knockoffs that are very good. I can get the Aldi's mint cookie for $1.89, which is delicious, and not pay $8 for the Fakakta Girl Scouts. Enough. I'm tired of the Girl Scouts taking advantage of Americans.
You want to know? I felt awful because I got caught up and I forgot my grandniece will have a cookie sale. The first year I bought something, you know, to be the good grand, I only had $50, you know, and then it came around this year to do it, and I forgot about it. I was going to buy something, but still, I don't have another $50 for cookies, and I can't eat cookies anyways. I'm a diabetic, you know.
So why are you fucking arguing with me? Fucking don't eat the Hydrox, you motherfucker. How dare you attack the rest of us that can indulge in cookies? How dare you?
What English don't you understand? I just told you less than 2 minutes ago, if we're walking down a supermarket aisle and you threw Hydrox in a basket, I tell you to get them the hell out of there. I want Oreos.
Right, but you just made it before that. You said it was all about the name. You said before, what? It's not about the name.
You know why? Because it is about the name. Because I don't want to eat something called Hydrox. It feels like it's a you know, it's so unappetizing, that damn name. I want Oreos.
You know, I don't know if it's about the name, but I do know that it's definitely about the taste, because there is a qualitative difference.
Look, I like Oreo, but like I said, Hydrox is the most. Why in your right mind? And there was a reason I forgot. They said it on the show, but I forgot the reason they named it Hydrox. But if I was, I'd be like, you're out of your fucking mind. Hydrox. Why do you call it psilocybin? Maybe we'll sell a couple of more boxes. You know, it's like, you know.
All right.
Why don't you call it what it is? Formaldehyde.
things that'll kill you.
Let me tell you about bad marketing. At the day program, we sell repair parts for the valves. And instead of saying it's brass repair stem, the part number is R+2-5=6. And that's the part number. And I commented one time, I go, this is what happens when you let engineering names get. I go, I got to do a Regents math problem to order a part for a customer.
Yeah, no, that isn't really, that is an engineer type of thing, isn't it?
Brass stem for angle valve. Done.
All right. We'll talk about the other thing I was going to talk about next time. We'll take our break now. It'll hold. On the break, we got new music from MP Gray featuring Rudiger with Different Views, and Glossy featuring Okuwa with Dream About You, and you can learn more about them.